Welcome to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small, your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Brought to you by LakeLink, your online fishing resource at lake-link.com.
Outdoors Radio is also brought to you by Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, Fitchburg, and now Green Bay, profhearingcare.com. I'm Dan Small. Today, more stories from a Fishing Hall of Famer, February events at the Range of Richfield, and another look at next weekend's Outdoorsman Expo. All that and more coming up on Outdoors Radio, so stay right there. If you're ever in a motor vehicle accident, call Hupie and Abraham, named Best Personal Injury Law Firm by the Wisconsin Law Journal year after year. The firm of Hupie and Abraham has collected more than $1 billion for its clients. In fact, they collect millions of dollars every month for hundreds of satisfied clients. Call the firm voted best and rated best, Hupie and Abraham, 800-800-5678, or visit hupie.com. And all 11 offices of Hupie and Abraham in Wisconsin, Iowa, and Illinois are open for business. Jeff Kelm joins us again from his home in Wisconsin Rapids, back from a trip to Michigan. Jeff, what were you doing over there?
Practicing and setting zones. So the World Championship is set in zones. There's 10 zones, 5 for day 1, 5 for day 2. And one of the fun parts of being the home country is you get to figure out where the zones are, and we actually fished through them and cameraed through them and got a real good idea of what's going on in those areas. And you know, this is something every one of these countries does. They know where they're going to put the venue. They know what it's going to what countries it's going to benefit, and the type of fishing it's going to be, and they practice on the venue. Many times they'll practice for a couple of years before the venue is used in world competition. So this is not abnormal. We're not doing anything that other countries don't do, but we're just trying to make sure we have all of our ducks in a row, because these zones go off limits to us on the 5th here, the beginning of this next week. And so we won't be able to touch them until competition day. We can fish around them on the 12th, but we can't fish in them. So we wanted to know what was in them.
And for folks who have not caught the show the last few weeks, this is the World Championship of ice fishing, and there are teams coming from all over the world, right?
Yeah, so there'll be 10 countries competing in this World Championship, and Lithuania will be the first ones to arrive. They'll arrive this weekend, and they'll get a chance to fish a free lake with no restrictions for a few days before it goes off limits.
Now, you mentioned zones. Are they already marked off, or do you just have them on GPS? How do you know where they are?
Just GPS.
Yeah,
so just GPS right now. We know where the corners are and things like that, and so they'll get physically marked off on the 5th.
So the Lithuanian team won't know where they are, or will you let them
They
know?
Won't know where they will be, so you know, but they're smart. You know, all of these countries, these are the best anglers in their countries. They'll figure some stuff out. There's no doubt about it. There'll be some stiff competition when it comes to the competition days on the 15th and 16th.
Okay. Now, how big is a zone that you'll be fishing?
So the zones are 50 yards by 120 yards wide, or long, I suppose, 120 yards long, 50 yards wide. And they do encompass a few different parts and pieces of the lake, weeds, non-weeds, you know, basins, things like that. And so it will still be a challenge for everybody. There are still going to be spots that, you know, will certainly produce more fish than others, but it is such a fishy lake that I think every country is really going to enjoy just being able to go out and catch some fish.
Yeah. Okay. And the target species here, what are they?
Target species are panfish. I mean, it's bluegill, crappie, there's some perch, there's some shiners. Bass is out of season in Michigan, so that cannot be a part of it. Pike are have a size limit, so that will not be a part of it. And walleye have a size limit, so that will not be a part of it.
Sure.
So it's any non-game species. If it was a rock bass, you could keep it. You know, shiners, bluegills, crappies, perch, that type of thing.
Okay. So if somebody accidentally catches a 2-pound bass, that can't count in the competition.
Nope, got to release it immediately.
Okay. And this is a number of fish or a weight system? How does that scoring work?
It'll be a total weight event, and you compete within your zone. So it matters less what the next zone over is doing and how well somebody's fishing there. It only matters how you are fishing. And, in your zone and how you do against those in your zone. And, people will see on the results, they'll see this, the word penalty, when they look at results. And we always get the question of why do these countries have penalties? Well, the penalties are points, and you want a golf score. The lowest point wins. And so every point is a penalty.
Hmm.
And so that's the way they classify it in international fishing. And so, you know, obviously, the U.S. we'd love as a team to have 2 points by the end of the venue, but ultimately we'll probably look at having somewhere in the 6-7 point range. Will probably get us a gold medal around our necks.
Oh, all right. Well, we will hear more about that next week as you get ready to go. Do you go back over there before the championship now?
Yep. I'll be back over there on the 9th, and I'll be there for the remainder of that week until through competition.
Okay. Well, we will find out more later on. Well, speaking of fishing, not ice fishing, I will be hosting another trip to Ballard's Black Island Resort on the Canadian side of Lake of the Woods, and that's in September, the 12th through the 16th. We got a number of people signed up already, but we still have room for more. 20 people in all we can take. So if you're interested, don't waste too much time getting signed up for this. Visit blackisland.com. You'll find the trips tab, and you can look for my name, and all the information you need is right there, blackisland.com. And next Saturday, February 8th, I'll be at the second annual Country Visions Co-op Outdoorsman Expo. I've got two seminars there, fly fishing for muskies at 9:30 in the morning and hunting with air guns at 12:30 right after noon. The expo will run until 2 p.m., starts at 9, and admission is free. And we'll hear more about that in just a couple of minutes. But I want to say a few things about that air gun seminar that I'm doing. I will have some Serpent Arms air guns right there so you can actually handle them. You can't shoot them, but you can handle them. You can see what kind of ammunition they use and get an idea of what it's like to hunt with an air gun. And speaking of the expo and air guns, Judy Hsu tells us more about the expo coming up in just a few minutes, including details on some cool door prizes that they're giving away. And Freshwater Fishing Hall of Famer Ken Kieser returns to share more stories from his new book, My Life Outdoors. And Jim Bobbyash announces February events and classes at the Range of Richfield. All that and more straight ahead on Outdoors Radio.
Get ready for the season at the Open Season Sportsman's Expo, presented by Progressive and Can-Am. Join us at the Kalahari Resorts and Conventions March 28th to 30th. You'll find all the hunting products and top-notch gear at show-only prices. Showcase your buck in the Bushlight Trophy Deer Contest and learn from our industry experts. Even trick shooting with Byron Ferguson. Plus, see Twiggy the Water Skiing's Bro perform live. Get your discount tickets at OpenSeasonSportsmansExpo.com. Prices increase March 27th. Be sure to check out Tecticam, official cell cam of the Expo.
Hi, my name is Dr. Allie Anderson, an audiologist with professional hearing care. I myself know how much fun it is to be at deer camp telling stories and playing cards. However, when you have a hearing loss, it can be very difficult and taxing on the brain long term. If you or a loved one has been experiencing hearing loss or tinnitus, give our clinic a call at 608-292-4916 or go to profhearingcare.com to book a free consultation.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Here's a message from our friends at Remy Battery in Milwaukee, Waukesha, Escanaba, and Houghton. As we continue strong into almost 100 years of providing our community with high-quality batteries, we want to thank all of our customers and friends we have made over the years. We invite you to visit our newest location on Sunset Drive in Waukesha, formerly Challenger Battery. We have batteries from the largest military crafts and industrial machinery to alkaline and the smallest hearing aids. Big and small, we have them all. Stop in for a free battery and electrical check before you hit the road, trails, or the waters. Don't forget to ask our sales representatives about volume pricing. Call Remy at 414-384-0340 or visit online at remybattery.com for all your battery and battery accessory needs.
Whether you're a seasoned outdoorsman or just starting to explore hunting, fishing, outdoor sports, or wildlife plots, come to Country Vision's Outdoorsman Expo on Saturday, February 8th from 9 to 2 at Manitowoc County Expo Merchants Building. Talk with exhibitors, see the latest products, hear from keynote speakers, including Dan Small with Fly Fishing for Muskies at 9:30 and Hunting with Air Guns at 12:30. Wolfpack Adventures' Patrick Hamilton presents Turkey Call and Decoys at 10:30. And at 11:30, fisheries biologist Jason Bregeman talks walleye restoration program. Free admission. Get more details at countryvisionscoop.com.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information, Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Thanks for joining us on Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. The Range of Richfield is your ultimate shooting experience. Located on Helson Drive, just north of the Richfield Cabela's store, where Highways 41 and 45 divide, and you can also find them online at therangewi.com. And every month we have a chat with President of Range of Richfield, Jim Bobiash, and he joins us again for our monthly visit. Jim, welcome back. Thanks for joining us again.
Hi, Dan. It's great to be back here chatting with you again. I always enjoy it.
Well, how was January?
January was a great month. Our men's, women's, bullseye, and AR leagues are going strong, and the groups are having a great time with all the creative targets that Jason comes up for them. So it's not just the ordinary targets. He makes it very challenging, which is really kind of great.
Oh, cool. Now, SHOT Show was last month. Did you go?
No, unfortunately, we weren't able to go, but we had our scouts out there checking out the new options and new products, and they will be sending us the new 2025 catalogs and flyers. So if anybody has any questions about what's coming up in the new year, just let us know. We'll be all informed.
All right. Well, what have you got coming up now in February?
Well, in February, we are going to be starting the month with a bunch of new classes. And every time we post it online, they start filling up immediately. So if you're interested, don't be afraid to jump in. We will be adding more classes, so I encourage anyone who's interested to either stop in or check out the schedule on our website. But here's some of the favorites. Our first shot class is February 5th, and it's designed for folks who never shot but are interested in learning. Another popular class is our NRA Basic Pistol class. This is a two-day course on February 15th and 16th from 8 until noon both days. Jeff Ferris is our instructor. He's extremely good, very knowledgeable, and folks come out of there giving me thumbs up, which is great. Our skill building clinic will be offering a basic draw from the holster on February 6th. And new this year is the home defense class. Now, this used to be part of a concealed carry class. And some of the folks said, you know, I just want to do the home defense, not the concealed carry. I already got my concealed carry permit. So we broke this out now as a standalone class. It should be very interesting. Also new is our active shooter class. This is something that Darren is running. It's called Run, Hide, Fight. Okay, so this is if there's an active shooter in the room, in the house, or wherever it might be, in the school. Our instructor will explain, you know, if you run, do you hide or do you fight? This is going to be on March 15th, and I think this is going to be pretty well attended also.
Wow, yeah, okay. And then you've got a couple other new ones from the titles.
Yes, yes. We are excited to offer three new classes. Stop the Bleed, which is March 29th, a pepper spray class on April 5th, and gunshot wound treatment on May 5th. Now, these are a little different from what we normally have, but we felt that this would be important. Anybody that's around guns or with guns or is going to use pepper spray, it's kind of a great class to fill in, and I think it's going to turn out to be really nice.
It sounds like first responder training in some sense.
Yes, it is. And the guy that we have for this, he worked with us a few years ago. And then we haven't seen him in a while. Now he's back, and we're happy to have him.
Okay. How about concealed carry or regular concealed carry class?
That's going to come up on February 23rd.
Okay. And you've got something going on with the Garand, right?
Yes. We are offering a M1 Garand maintenance and shooting class. The price of the class includes an M1 Garand.
Oh, boy.
Right? And what you'll do is you'll take that gun and you'll take it apart, put it back together again, make sure everything is working properly. And then they'll take you out on the range and help you with the shooting part of it. We don't have a date yet because we're waiting to get the guns.
Uh-huh.
I think we have 12 of them coming in.
Okay.
And as soon as they arrive, we will set a date. And we actually have had some people signing up already because they really enjoy that stuff.
Cool. Now, these are shootable guns? I mean...
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, they're shootable guns. They're
all right.
Great.
Wow. Well, you have an IDPA match we didn't mention. What's that all about?
Well, they've been shooting here now for about the last 2 months or so, okay? And they'll be here on Saturday, February 15th, here at the range. And if you're interested, come on in and check it out, or, you know, check on our website. This is really an interesting, it's a timed shoot where they have cardboard cutouts of the bad guy and then the good guy, and they have so much time to, you know, pick the right target and shoot it. You're scored, and there's room for 40, and it's full every time.
Wow.
So, they must have a great time.
And people can enroll by calling you or right there on the website, right?
Absolutely. We've had that now for a few years. So just check us out and or call us or stop in. And we'd love to have you here.
Okay. And I would imagine with your classes filling so rapidly, people are happy with them.
Oh, my goodness, yes. I am delighted to say that the feedback that we've been getting from individuals have been just outstanding. The classes are positive. They're good. And people enjoy it, and we get great, great comments from the folks and commenting on our instructors. So I'm really proud of that.
Well, that's great. Now, you always have specials every month, it seems, and we've got a special day in the middle of the month, Valentine's Day. You got anything going on for that?
Oh, of course we do. We're going to hold our sweetheart special Valentine's Day shoot February 14th, 15th, and 16th. So come on in and get a Valentine's Day target for free. If you need a gift idea, how about giving that sweetheart a Valentine gift of a free lesson?
Huh.
In addition, on Valentine's Day, on February 14th, which is a Friday, all lanes will only be $15, and that's our gift to you.
Cool. Now, that Valentine's Day target, would there be a heart involved in that?
Yes, there would be.
Cool. How about safes? We haven't talked about them yet.
We have a great selection of safes right now in the store. So if you're thinking about getting a safe or want to learn about a safe or figure out the ins and outs of safes, come on in or call me, and I'll be happy to do that. There's no obligation. I'm here to help and just educate people. I'd love to have you come in.
And consignments are something you've been doing now for several years. How's that going?
Yes, that's been going very good. It's very strong. This is an easy way to turn those guns that you're no longer using into cash. And it is just amazing how many folks are coming in here. I'll bet you we get 3, 4, 5 people a day coming in.
Really?
Saying, you know, what Brian does, he gives them an appraisal of what he thinks the gun is worth. And then he tells them whether it makes more sense to go in a gun broker or if it should go in one of our cases. And then we make it happen. And again, the best part here is that if and when we sell the gun, you get 80% and we keep 20%. That's a very fair deal.
Yeah, I think that is a good deal. Absolutely. Well, last year you partnered with something called Operation Finally Home. It was a fundraiser for veterans, I believe, wasn't it?
Yes. Actually, I want you to save the date of March 6th. Again, we're partnering up with Operation Finally Home to help raise money to help them provide custom-built mortgage-free homes for the wounded, injured veterans, first responders, and their families.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a great organization, period. I mean, usually we have between 80 and 100 shooters. We close the range at like 4 o'clock to the public. We put 12 guns on the 12 lanes. You get to try a different gun on each lane. And then there's a competition shoot if you want. There'll be food brought in from one of our local restaurants. We're going to have raffles. And we're actually going to have beer and wine that'll be available after the shooting is over. It's fantastic. It's worked extremely well. I got to tell you, the food is really, really good, and we're looking forward to doing it again this year. Hope to see you there.
Yeah, very good. March 6th, that is.
Yes.
All right. And how about your products and accessories? Do you have a good supply?
We do have a good supply, and we're trying to make space to bring in some more of the new products. They should be arriving sometime towards the end of February, beginning of March. So if you want to talk about guns, or if you're interested in what the market's like, or you want to get a feel for what's new, don't be afraid to stop in. We just talk guns. You know, you don't have to buy. Our information is free, and we'd love to meet you and love to talk to you.
All right. Well, Jim, thank you so much for your monthly report and for sponsoring our show now for, gosh, 10 years at least. You've been open, what, 11 years? Yeah, so you've been with us since the beginning of your business, and we appreciate that. So thank you so much, and we will send folks to your website and hopefully to your classes and events.
That'd be awesome. Thanks, Dan.
You're quite welcome. Folks, that was Jim Bobbiash. He is president of the Range of Richfield. You can learn all about the things we talked about, in case you couldn't write those dates down fast enough, at therangewi.com. And be sure to stop in if you're in the area sometime. They are on Helson Drive. That's just north of the Richfield Cabela's store, between Highways 41 and 45. Easy to find. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
Listen to More Outdoors Radio online at dansmalloutdoors.com. Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Thanks for joining us on Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. My next guest is a good friend of mine. He's a fellow Freshwater Fishing Hall of Famer. His name is Ken Kieser. He's from the Kansas City area, and we were talking to him recently, but got going on a, got off on a couple tangents, Kenny, and then ran out of time. So thanks for joining us again, and welcome back.
That's just how it is when friends talk. It just, the conversation goes 20 different directions.
Absolutely. Now, you were talking about the fact that you work with disadvantaged kids. I'll use that term. Is that a fair term?
Yes. In fact, some say that I wrote the first program on it in the 70s. I don't know if that's true or not, but that has been said. If I didn't write the first program on it, I definitely wrote one of the first programs on it. I was working with you and my dear friend, Sharon Rushton.
Oh, yeah.
On the Hooked on Fishing, Not on Drugs program in Kansas City. And I was contacted by the MDC, Missouri Department of Conservation, to see if I would like to do a, in them days, they called it Handicapped Kids Fishing Seminar. They don't call it that now, of course. And I said, yeah, sure, that'll be no problem. That was the dumbest thing I ever said. It was a problem. You couldn't believe what we learned. And every year, we just got better at it and better at it. But back in them days, they didn't have the concrete pathways around the conservation lakes like we have now. So my brother and I would haul in a load of concrete wooden forms and unload them in the end so they could run their wheelchairs over them.
Uh-huh.
Down across the grass.
Okay.
That was a workout.
You have been working with youngsters and adults with disabilities for ever since then, right?
Yes, I have. Not as much now as I used to, because I'm kind of getting old. What I have done is I've set up this program all across America and Canada, and a lot of the programs you see now, there's a lot that you can see a lot of my fingerprints on them. Even some of the state organizations, some of their things, so you can see my fingerprints on them, some things that I learned. And it goes beyond just taking a kid fishing in a wheelchair or a kid that's mentally challenged. It goes to learning how to talk to them, how to deal with them specifically. You'll scare these kids to death, but when they buy into you, then they're the most loving group you're ever going to meet in your life. And suddenly, you're their buddy. They want to see you every time they come around. And it really makes it rewarding. And there's a lot of sadness to it, too, because sometimes you lose some of these kids between fishing seminars and in the course of a year. And the ones that you really like, they don't come back. They're gone. I remember one little girl we carried around on a gurney because she wanted to come to see this stuff with her friends, but she couldn't because she was permanently on her stomach.
Uh-huh.
And I had a live bait set up, and it had a little lizard, and it had some crickets in the bottom, and the lizard was chasing the crickets around in a circle. And we got to that point, and when you do this sort of thing, you always have nurses and doctors with you. And when we got to this place, this little girl watched that lizard chasing the cricket, and she laughed, and she laughed, and she laughed. And I saw a shocked look on the doctors' and the nurses' faces, and they told me later, that's the first time ever anyone had ever seen that girl laugh.
Wow.
And less than a month later, she was gone. But I was so proud to have given her her moment where she could have a little bit of happiness.
You mentioned teachers last time we talked, and now you're talking about a different kind of mentoring. You never know what kind of impact you're going to have on a youngster or a newcomer to an activity like hunting, fishing, or watching a lizard chase crickets.
It's very true. You know, a lot of things that happen to kids, they carry with them all their lives. Good things and, unfortunately, bad things. So if you can put together a program, and if anyone's ever interested, I have a book out that I wrote called Take a Kid Fishing with Bible Verses, and I'll be happy to send it to anyone that wants it. Just contact me through Facebook, and I'll send it to you for free. I like to see these kids go out and have a good time and have a good experience. And in this day and age of computers and fake news and all the other silly things going on, kids have never needed the good, clean outdoor experience more than they do right now.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. Well, let's get back to your latest book, My Life Outdoors, 50 Years of Hunting and Fishing Across America. And I got to ask you, do you have a favorite story in that collection?
I do. A couple. One in particular is the Nash Buckingham story.
Yeah.
Hunting on Beaver Dam Lake down in Mississippi on and using twin to bow wop.
Yep.
Which, by the way, I missed a mallard badly with that gun.
Well, it kicked like a mule, as I recall, right?
It did.
Yeah. And if people
I didn't even feel it. I was so excited shooting that gun at that mallard. I didn't even feel it.
And people don't know what we're talking about. Nash Buckingham was a famous outdoor writer a generation before me and Ken, and, you know, that was a long time ago. And he had a double-barreled Fox shotgun that he hunted everything with. And you had a chance to hunt with a gun that was essentially a clone of that, the same model.
I did.
Yeah.
Nash called his gun Bow Wop because of the sound it made when you shot it.
Got it. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Cool. Well, what's the other story?
Oh, the other is the Fighting That Shark.
Oh,
the very first story in the book.
First story in the book. Yeah, I read that and I said, man, this can't be true. And if the rest of them are like this, I've known you long enough to know that you're a good spinner of tales, but you tell me these are all true stories.
Well, that story is true, and it took 3 hours to land that fish. And
yeah.
We got him up there, we slung him, we tagged him, we took his size and weight, and then we released him, and I've never seen a creature that large move that fast. It got in the water, and it went just like a swirl, and it was gone.
Yeah.
That thing was 8.5 foot long and 402 pounds.
Mm.
Every muscle in my body hurt for a week afterwards, too. I felt like somebody beat me.
Yeah, well, somebody did, except, you know.
It was a shark.
Yeah, exactly. Well, where haven't you fished or hunted in America? Or maybe the way to ask the question, do you have a bucket list place or places you haven't been to that you want to go to?
No, not really. I've pretty much done everything I wanted to do, but I would like to go to South America and fish for peacock bass.
Okay.
That I would like to do. No, that I have not done.
Well,
I would like to do that, but. No, in America, I pretty much covered it. I take that back. I like to fish for big sailfish sometime.
Okay.
And I have friends that do that, too. I might just get the chance someday. You never know.
Well, you know, there are peacock bass in Florida.
Oh, yeah, I've heard that. Have you caught them?
No, I haven't.
Maybe we should go do that.
But I know a guy. Larry Larson is a guy I would call.
Oh, I know Larry.
Yeah. Another,
I haven't seen him in years.
I haven't either. He's another outdoor writer, a little older than you and I think.
Another story I really am fond of is hunting for sea ducks in the Chesapeake region on the Three Sisters, the Three Fingers. That was quite a deal, and layout boats. A cold, amazing deal. I love that. And another favorite chapter in the book for me, and another favorite experience, was hunting eider ducks on the Atlantic Ocean about 20 miles off the Rhode Island coast.
And that had to be pretty rugged. I've hunted sea ducks in Lake Michigan, but never on the ocean.
It was cold. It was, oh man, that north wind was whistling and it was, I think the air temperature was 8 degrees. So, oh my gosh, there was snow everywhere. And I was just crazy enough to be having the time of my life. Having the clothes we have these days helps that quite a bit.
It certainly does. And, you know, that's one thing that comes through in all your stories is you said having the time of your life. You are always enjoying, even when you're suffering, you're enjoying the experience.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of outdoorsmen listening to you right now that absolutely know exactly what I mean. Some of the most miserable experiences, but the ducks are flying and or the fish are biting, and, oh, my gosh. This is where I should be, and this is where I want to be.
Yeah, and more than one reviewer has said of your writing that that's the feeling that a reader gets when they read your stories, that they are right there in the boat or the blind or the field with you.
May I tell you what my goal has always been as a writer?
Sure.
I have always wanted to write a story as someone sitting in an old folks home who can no longer hunt or fish but loves the sports, can read it, and instead of them reading about me doing it, I can put them in the duck blind, or I can put them in the boat. That's always been my goal.
Well, I think you've accomplished that goal with these stories, Ken.
Oh, I hope so. Thank you.
I gotta let you go.
Danny, I can't thank you enough, man.
Yeah, I gotta let you go, because we're running out of time again. But we'll keep in touch, and I look forward to seeing you in Eau Claire when the Association of Great Lakes Outdoor Writers comes to Wisconsin this fall.
I've already made Kent Perot aware that you and him and I are going to fish together.
All right. That sounds like a date.
All right, buddy.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Folks, that was Ken Kieser. He spells his name K-I-E-S-E-R. You can find his books on Amazon. You can learn more about him on Facebook, Kenneth Kieser, K-I-E-S-E-R. And the book title that we're talking about is My Life Outdoors, 50 Years of Hunting and Fishing Across America. And don't forget that offer for a copy of his book, Take a Kid Fishing. So if you're interested in that, contact him on Facebook. We'll get him on again sometime. That was too much fun. I'm Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio.
Hi, this is Judy from Country Visions Cooperative, and I'm inviting you to our Outdoorsman Expo on Saturday, February 8th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Manitowoc County Expo Merchants Building. Explore hunting, fishing, outdoor sports, talk with exhibitors, and learn from our keynote speakers. Exhibitor booths will be stocked with all the latest from food plots to hunting blinds, pond care to fish bait, wildlife attractants, meat processors, and more. Free admission brought to you with the support of Dan Small Outdoors and Sea Hafer News. More details at Country Visions Co-op on Facebook and countryvisionscoop.com.
Get ready for the season at the Open Season Sportsman's Expo, presented by Progressive and Can-Am. Join us at the Kalahari Resorts and Conventions March 28th to 30th. You'll find all the hunting products and top-notch gear at show-only prices. Showcase your buck in the Bushlight Trophy Deer Contest and learn from our industry experts. Even trick shooting with Byron Ferguson. Plus, see Twiggy the Waters King's Bro perform live. Get your discount tickets at OpenSeasonSportsmansExpo.com. Prices increase March 27th. Be sure to check out Tacticam, official cell cam of the Expo.
Hi, my name is Dr. Allie Anderson, an audiologist with Professional Hearing Care. I myself know how much fun it is to be at deer camp telling stories and playing cards. However, when you have a hearing loss, it can be very difficult and taxing on the brain long term. If you or a loved one has been experiencing hearing loss or tinnitus, give our clinic a call at 608-292-4916 or go to profhearingcare.com to book a free consultation.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information, Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Thanks for joining us on Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Country Visions Cooperative is presenting the second annual Outdoorsman Expo next Saturday, February 8th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Manitowoc County Expo Merchants Building on Expo Drive in Manitowoc. The event is free and open to all, and I'll be there all day, so I hope you'll come and check out my display, say hello, and catch my seminars as well. For details, visit countryvisionscoop.com. The expo is sponsored by Sea Hafer News, Prince Corporation, Big Tine, Trophy Rock, Kalmbach Feeds,
Lacrosse Seeds, and Dan Small Outdoors. And joining me now to tell us more about Country Visions and the Outdoorsman Expo is Judy Hsu. She is Marketing and Communications Manager for Country Visions Cooperative. Judy, welcome and thanks for joining us on Outdoors Radio.
Hi, Dan. Thanks for having me.
You're quite welcome. Well, last week we talked with Jared Techtman, who manages the Brilliant Country Store. He told us about Country Visions Co-op and the Expo, but I've got a few more questions. Now, Co-op is in your name. In what way are you a co-op?
We are an agriculture co-op.
Okay, and normally a co-op means that there's some kind of membership involved or patronage. How does that work?
As a cooperative, we do pay out patronage to our customers. A lot of our farming customers or energy customers, that would be our propane and fuel division, do receive patronage on their purchases along with our grain and feed that we have. For our customers who purchase at our retail locations, like our country stores or convenience stores that we have a loyalty card. So it's Country Visions Rewards, where customers earn points, and then they can redeem those points for free merchandise in the store or discounts or gift cards. So there's a lot of different rewards that they get with that.
So there are incentives to be regular customers of your stores and your businesses.
Yes, definitely.
Okay. Well, let's get to the co-op. Now, let's recap what all will be happening next Saturday. Doors open at 9 a.m. and there will be vendors and exhibitors. What types of vendors and exhibitors will people find?
There's a variety of vendors and exhibitors for this show. We have, you know, selling products for, I would say, like, food plots that we have out there. Otherwise, there's ice fishing, anything to do with outdoorsmen. So a lot of the hunting and fishing, as far as for our stores, we sell a lot of products. People look to us for a lot of the food plot materials. So we do like to specialize in that.
Okay. And it's an outdoorsman expo, so I assume that hunters and anglers are your target market. Are you trying to get other folks in as well?
Sure. Some people just like to come in and see the different products that these vendors will have, too. And plus, you can learn something. You know, maybe if it's talking about fishing and you're just getting into it, or you're just getting into the outdoorsman type things, it might be something that you're interested in, too.
Okay. Now, there will be four seminars. I'm doing one on musky fly fishing and another on hunting with air guns, which is a brand new feature of Wisconsin hunting seasons, and I'll talk more about that at the expo, of course. And then Patrick Kelmerton is talking about turkey hunting, and a DNR fisheries biologist whom I don't know, Jason Bregeman. What's he going to be talking about?
Walleye restoration program. So that'll be something new that's a big program for the Wisconsin DNR. So they'll be coming out to talk about that. He's actually a fisheries biologist, so we have some good information to share on that program.
Excellent. And then I understand there are some big door prizes as well.
We do have some great prizes coming out for the show, so we want you to look for our prize table, and all the door prizes will be out there, and they come from a lot of our exhibitors have supported us with some prizes.
And let's run through them. The first one that I see is a big time package, so it looks like all their products, about $100 retail value.
So the prize includes a fortified deer block, a bag of fortified deer blend, a lick brick, and a bag of their triggered protein and mineral attractant. And all of the big time products are pear flavored. So I haven't heard of pear flavored before. So this is interesting to me. So I'll see how that goes over with the group. But we have that. And then another prize that I think is pretty awesome is a chance to win one of two certificates for a one night stay at the Kalahari Resort in Wisconsin Dells. It's a double queen sofa room, retail value of $200 each for each of the winners there. So we have two of those prizes. Another one we have is a trophy rock package. So there'll be one winner that gets the Apple 465 30-pound loose mineral with a 20-pound trophy rock and 3 pounds of liquid trophy rock concentrate.
Okay.
So that's another popular product.
And then one from Antler King as well, right?
Right. There'll be two winners in the Antler King packages. Each winner will get a Grainiac 20-pound deer block and a Lick Magic tub 23-pound.
Okay. Now, do you sell a lot of those products to hunters?
Yes. And all those products are products that we do have in our country stores. And they're popular because deer need minerals to grow. And so it's a good product that can be fed all year long.
And then I understand that the first 100 guests through the door on Saturday will receive something special.
Yes, we have a Country Visions logoed winter cap for the first 100 people that come through the door on Saturday.
And I hope it's still winter next Saturday. This weekend, it's kind of dubious right now.
Right. It seems like winter keeps coming and going with us. So we have like record freezing cold and then we're going to have record heat. So I'm not really sure. We'll see what February brings.
But the first 100 will get a hat. That's a good thing.
Right.
Okay. What else can you tell people who've never been to your expo? You only had one last year, right? And this one is bigger and you've moved. So what else can you tell us?
Right. Last year, we kicked that off with an Outdoorsman Expo. We had it at a different location and it was very well attended. And they got asked, hey, can you have this again next year? So they, you know, just started planning right away. How can we make this even bigger and have a bigger space for people to come in and have more vendors and be able to have those presentations to just educate people more? So providing that kind of information was important to them. So they were able to bring this out to the Manitowoc County Expo Merchants Building and get that all planned out to bring that awareness to people. We have a lot of sportsmen's club and activities in our county, so we really want to support that too.
Yes, I'm aware of some of the clubs. In fact, I have participated in some events sponsored by, I think it was the Fish and Game Association or the local county organization that oversees the various clubs. Many years ago, and I've been in touch with some of the folks there, and I would imagine they're going to have a booth there, won't they?
I am not sure. Oh. I'm sorry. I don't know all the vendors that are coming. There's a lot of last-minute ones rolling in this week even, so we are continuing to grow on the vendor booths.
Okay. Judy, what is your overall goal for this expo?
The overall goal is to make people aware of our country stores, basically, and that we do have these products available, and letting people know that, hey, we are your resource for these products, and not only do we have an expo like this, but you can come into our stores any day and talk to our people that work there and get information on these products. And if the person that you're talking to doesn't have that information, they are willing to call one of their team members within our business. We have a lot of different stores that they can call. There's usually an expert at each of our locations that knows something about the products you're asking about.
Very good. Well, Judy, I thank you very much for joining us today, and I look forward to meeting you and other folks who work at the various co-op stores next Saturday, because I will be there at the expo. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome, and thanks for coming out next week. We're exciting to have you come and do your presentations.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. It's my first expo of the year, and, you know, it's a good way to kind of get back into the expo season. I always have fun during this month and next of the year, for sure.
Yeah, great. Thank you.
You're quite welcome. Folks, that was Judy Hsu. She is Marketing and Communications Manager for Country Visions Co-op. They have stores throughout East Central Wisconsin there in several counties, and you can find more information about the location of these stores and the expo coming up next Saturday, February 8th. All that information is at countryvisionscoop.com. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
Get ready for the season at the Open Season Sportsman's Expo, presented by Progressive and Can-Am. Join us at the Kalahari Resorts and Conventions March 28th to 30th. You'll find all the hunting products and top-notch gear at show-only prices. Showcase your buck in the Bushlight Trophy Deer Contest and learn from our industry experts. Even trick shooting with Byron Ferguson. Plus, see Twiggy the Water Skiing's Bro perform live. Get your discount tickets at OpenSeasonSportsmansExpo.com. Prices increase March 20th. Be sure to check out Tecticam, official cell cam of the Expo.
Country Visions Cooperative is inviting you to our Outdoorsman Expo on Saturday, February 8th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Manitowoc County Expo Merchants Building. Explore hunting, fishing, outdoor sports, talk with exhibitors, and learn from our keynote speakers. Visit the Country Visions Country Store booth for special sale items, including deer blacks and our custom 5-gallon pail. Admission's free, and the first 100 attendees will receive a Country Visions winter hat. Brought to you with the support of Dan Small Outdoors and See Here for News. More details at Country Visions Co-op on Facebook and CountryVisionsCoop.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Allie Anderson, an audiologist with professional hearing care. I myself know how much fun it is to be at deer camp, telling stories, and playing cards. However, when you have a hearing loss, it can be very difficult and taxing on the brain long term. If you or a loved one has been experiencing hearing loss or tinnitus, give our clinic a call at 608-292-4916 or go to profhearingcare.com to book a free consultation.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Jeff Kelm. We're brought to you by Cedar Lake Sales on Highway 33 West in West Bend, on the web at cedarlakesales.com. They have brought the boats displayed at the boat show back to their huge heated showrooms. They are stocked with boats and pontoons ready to sell. Check them out. We're also brought to you by Professional Hearing Care LLC of Boston, La Crosse, Westby, and Fitchburg, and now Green Bay, profhearingcare.com.
And if our TV show Outdoor Wisconsin is not airing where you live, you can watch past episodes at milwaukeepbs.org. You can also watch it on the wisconsinpbs.org website as well. And if you missed my Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV special, that's available on our YouTube channel, which is Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV. Easy to find.
And the radio show you hear right now can be downloaded and taken with you wherever you go. You've got a couple places you can grab it. You can go to lake-link.com, go to Outdoors Radio, their Outdoor Radio page, rather, and you can download this show. You can also go to outdoornews.com/podcasts and download it there. Follow us on social media. Follow Dan at Dan Small Outdoors. Follow me at Hardwater Jeff.
The DNR is offering a number of outdoor skills programs this winter, from pheasant hunts to deer butchering, turkey hunting, and our friend Wisconsin Turkey Commander Lauren Voss is doing that seminar, and wild game cooking, learning to fish, angler education, instructor training, all kinds of programs. For details, visit the DNR website events page. And as I mentioned earlier, I'm going back to Ballard's Black Island on the Canadian side of Lake of the Woods. We've got room for you. So if you're interested, get in touch with Black Island folks. Go to blackisland.com, pull down the trips tab, and look for my name. And I hope you can make it to the Country Visions Co-op Sportsman's Expo next weekend in Manitowoc. I will be there talking about fly fishing and hunting with air guns. And, Jeff, I have actually been trying to get a rabbit with the air gun, but rabbits seem to be scarce this winter. I don't know what's going on. Maybe it's a lack of snow. Maybe they're just hiding in places I don't go. Yeah, I don't know. And Deadeye actually saw what we think was a coyote run by between our house and our hoop house, our greenhouse, yesterday afternoon. She said, geez, it was dog-sized and had a bushy tail. I mean, I almost think that had to be a coyote. Maybe he's hunting the rabbits, too. I don't know.
Sure. I'm sure he is.
All right. Yeah, I'm sure. Our theme music is by Warren Nelson. For more on Warren and his music, visit warrennelson.com. I'm Dan Small, here with Jeff Kelm. Get outside this weekend, and be sure to join us again next week for Outdoors Radio. You.
gets a little chilly on the gunwale when my lazy Ike is just too lazy to lure. When the worms go dry in the coffee can, honey, I'll be true.